Liberal leader Mark Carney is putting a hold on his election campaign as he's set to head back to Ottawa and into his role as Prime Minister as the latest U.S. tariffs have come into effect, the Liberal Party of Canada campaign confirmed to Black Press Media. The United States reciprocal tariffs came into effect Wednesday, April 2, in what the White House and President Donald Trump have dubbed Liberation Day in the country. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt spoke to media at the White House on Tuesday and said Trump would be taking historic action to improve American competitiveness in every area of industry, reduce our massive trade deficits, and ultimately protect our economic and national security. The White House, however, has remained tight-lipped on what the entire event will entail. In the wake of the latest tariffs, Carney has paused his campaign to return to Ottawa. He spent Tuesday campaigning in Winnipeg and met with Manitoba Premier Wab Kinew. He also spoke with Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum, whose country is also targeted in the latest round of tariffs. In a readout from the Prime Minister's office, it said Carney and Sheinbaum had a productive call, discussing the importance of building upon the strong trading and investment relationship between the two countries, to benefit Canadians and Mexicans alike. With challenging times ahead, Prime Minister Carney and President Sheinbaum emphasized the importance of safeguarding North American competitiveness while respecting the sovereignty of each nation. The Prime Minister also reportedly highlighted his plan to fight unjustified trade actions against Canada, protect Canadian workers and businesses, and build Canada's economy through increased trade between Canada and Mexico. This is the second time since Carney called the election on March 23 that he has had to resume his role as Prime Minister. On March 27, Carney reconvened the Canada-U.S. cabinet in the wake of Trump signing an executive order for 25% tariffs targeting the auto industry. "This is a direct attack, to be clear, a direct attack, on the very workers I stood in front of, Unifor workers I stood in front of, this morning at the Ambassador Bridge, a bridge that is a symbol and reality, until now, of the tight ties between our two countries. Ties of kinship, ties of commerce, ties that are in the process of being broken," Carney said in the hours after Trump signed the executive order. He then virtually met with provincial and territorial premiers to discuss Canada's coordinated response to the state's unjustified tariffs against Canadian goods. Carney has also said the old relationship Canada had with the U.S. is over, but said first call with Trump since being sworn in a very constructive conversation.